7. Dispersion of the colored races. When the colored descendants of the Sangic family began to multiply, and as they sought opportunity for expansion into adjacent territory, the fifth glacier, the third of geologic count, was well advanced on its southern drift over Europe and Asia. These early colored races were extraordinarily tested by the rigors and hardships of the glacial age of their origin. This glacier was so extensive in Asia that for thousands of years migration to Eastern Asia was cut off. And not until the later retreat of the Mediterranean Sea, consequent upon the elevation of Arabia, was it possible for them to reach Africa. Thus it was that for almost 100,000 years these Sangic peoples spread out around the foothills and mingled together more or less, notwithstanding the peculiar but natural antipathy which early manifested itself between the different races. Between the times of the planetary prince and Adam, India became the home of the most cosmopolitan population ever to be found on the face of the earth. But it was unfortunate that this mixture came to contain so much of the green, orange, and indigo races. These secondary Sangic peoples found existence more easy and agreeable in the Southlands, and many of them subsequently migrated to Africa. The primary Sangic peoples, the superior races, avoided the tropics, the red man going northeast to Asia, closely followed by the yellow man, while the blue race moved northwest into Europe. The red men early began to migrate to the northeast, on the heels of the retreating ice, passing around the highlands of India and occupying all of northeastern Asia. They were closely followed by the yellow tribes, who subsequently drove them out of Asia into North America. When the relatively pure line remnants of the red race forsook Asia, there were 11 tribes, and they numbered a little over 7,000 men, women, and children. These tribes were accompanied by three small groups of mixed ancestry, the largest of these being a combination of the orange and blue races. These three groups never fully fraternized with the red man and early journeyed southward to Mexico and Central America, where they were later joined by a small group of mixed yellows and reds. These peoples all intermarried and founded a new and amalgamated race, one which was much less warlike than the pure line red men. Within 5,000 years this amalgamated race broke up into three groups, establishing the civilizations respectively of Mexico, Central America, and South America. The South American offshoot did receive a faint touch of the blood of Adam. To a certain extent the early red and yellow men mingled in Asia, and the offspring of this union journeyed onto the east and along the southern seacoast and, eventually, were driven by the rapidly increasing yellow race onto the peninsulas and nearby islands of the sea. They are the present-day brown men. The yellow race has continued to occupy the central regions of Eastern Asia. Of all the six colored races they have survived in greatest numbers. While the yellow men now and then engaged in racial war, they did not carry on such incessant and relentless wars of extermination as were waged by the red, green, and orange men. These three races virtually destroyed themselves before they were finally all but annihilated by their enemies of other races. Since the fifth glacier did not extend so far south in Europe, the way was partially open for these Sangic peoples to migrate to the northwest, and upon the retreat of the ice the blue men, together with a few other small racial groups, migrated westward along the old trails of the Andean tribes. They invaded Europe in successive waves, occupying most of the continent. In Europe they soon encountered the Neanderthal descendants of their early and common ancestor, Andean. These older European Neanderthalers had been driven south and east by the glacier and thus were in position quickly to encounter and absorb their invading cousins of the Sangha tribes. In general and to start with, the Sangha tribes were more intelligent than, and in most ways far superior to, the deteriorated descendants of the early Indonic plainsmen. And the mingling of these Sangha tribes with the Neanderthal peoples led to the immediate improvement of the older race. It was this infusion of Sanghic blood, more especially that of the blue man, which produced that marked improvement in the Neanderthal peoples exhibited by the successive waves of increasingly intelligent tribes that swept over Europe from the east. During the following interglacial period, this new Neanderthal race extended from England to India. The remnant of the blue race left in the old Persian peninsula later amalgamated with certain others, primarily the yellow, and the resultant blend, subsequently somewhat upstepped by the violet race of Adam, has persisted as the swarthy nomadic tribes of modern Arabs. All effort to identify the Sanghic ancestry of modern peoples must take into account the later improvement of the racial strains by the subsequent admixture of Adamic blood. The superior races sought the northern or temperate climes, while the orange, green, and indigo races successively gravitated to Africa over the newly elevated land bridge which separated the westward retreating Mediterranean from the Indian Ocean. The last of the Sanghic peoples to migrate from their center of race origin was the Indigo Man. About the time the Green Man was killing off the Orange race in Egypt and greatly weakening himself in so doing, the Great Black Exodus started south through Palestine along the coast, and later, when these physically strong Indigo peoples overran Egypt, they wiped the Green Man out of existence by sheer force of numbers. These indigo races absorbed the remnants of the orange man and much of the stock of the green man, and certain of the indigo tribes were considerably improved by this racial amalgamation. And so it appears that Egypt was first dominated by the orange man, then by the green, followed by the indigo, black, man, and still later by a mongrel race of indigo, blue, and modified green men. But long before Adam arrived, the blue men of Europe and the mixed races of Arabia had driven the indigo race out of Egypt and far south on the African continent. As the Sanghic migrations draw to a close, the green and orange races are gone. The red man holds North America, the yellow man Eastern Asia, the blue man Europe, and the indigo race has gravitated to Africa. India harbors a blend of the secondary Sanghic races, and the brown man, a blend of the red and yellow, holds the islands off the Asiatic coast. An amalgamated race of rather superior potential occupies the highlands of South America. The pure Andinites live in the extreme northern regions of Europe and in Iceland, Greenland, and northeastern North America. During the periods of farthest glacial advance to westernmost of the Andean tribes came very near being driven into the sea. They lived for years on the narrow southern strip of the present island of England. And it was the tradition of these repeated glacial advances that drove them to take to the sea when the sixth and last glacier finally appeared. They were the first marine adventurers. They built boats and started in search of new lands which they hoped might be free from the terrifying ice invasions. And some of them reached Iceland, others Greenland, but the vast majority perished from hunger and thirst on the open sea. A little more than 80,000 years ago, shortly after the red man entered northwestern North America, the freezing over of the North Seas and the advance of local ice fields on Greenland drove these Eskimo descendants of the Urantia Aborigines to seek a better land, a new home, and they were successful. safely crossing the narrow straits which then separated Greenland from the northeastern land masses of North America. They reached the continent about 2100 years after the red man arrived in Alaska. Subsequently, some of the mixed stock of the blue man journeyed westward and amalgamated with the later-day Eskimos, and this union was slightly beneficial to the Eskimo tribes. About 5,000 years ago, a chance meeting occurred between an Indian tribe and a lone Eskimo group on the southeastern shores of Hudson Bay. These two tribes found it difficult to communicate with each other, but very soon they intermarried, with the result that these Eskimos were eventually absorbed by the more numerous red men. And this represents the only contact of the North American red man with any other human stock down to about 1,000 years ago, when the white man first chanced to land on the Atlantic coast. The struggles of these early ages were characterized by courage, bravery, and even heroism. And we all regret that so many of those sterling and rugged traits of your early ancestors have been lost to the later-day races. While we appreciate the value of many of the refinements of advancing civilization, we miss the magnificent persistency and superb devotion of your early ancestors, which oftentimes bordered on grandeur and sublimity. Presented by a life carrier resident on Urantia.